I said I had a surprise.
Oh, can you just say it over?
And are you ready to hear the surprise?
Yes.
You're giving us $10 an hour raise.
Nope. So I hope you enjoy. Well, I have two surprises. This is just one of two. Liberty's number one morning show. It is J-Dubs in the Morning, right here on LHSToday.org. This is J-Dubs in the Morning. I'm Caleb.
J-Dub.
Lawson.
He's back!
Hi guys, how's it going? It's Drew here.
And Melana's not here again, but she will be back next week. Hopefully. So, did you know someone in the school is learning Mandarin?
No, I did not know that. That is very surprising. I don't know much about it. Do you?
I do know much about it because I actually put this. Katrin Francis is learning Mandarin. She took a class trip to China last year. Even though we don't offer it, someone's learning about it. And the parking spots. Adding pizzazz to the parking lots. So, the parking lot is home... has more than 500 spots for staff and students. The only way is able to tell the difference is the spots, is the small numbers located in front of the spots. The staff parking lots will say staff. Students will be numbered. And if you want to see the video, go to LHSToday.org. And here science says. I'm doing science says. Surprise.
Surprise.
That's not the surprise that I have later in store for you. Snapchat is no longer the used social media app among teens.
What?
Are you kidding me?
No. Instagram is the new social app for teens.
I kind of would have figured that because Instagram has like 18 million downloads on, no, actually 1.2 billion on Google Play download. I kind of figured that as much.
Yeah, Snapchat is number two. From results from a survey, 85% of respondents use Instagram while 84% preferred Snapchat. We all know Facebook's in the 36%. Facebook's 36%. We know many teens don't use Facebook. And so there's a new kid in town on social media. And here is National Day with Lawson.
Well, it's Halloween today, and it's also National Magic Day. So if you have any cool magic tricks, go on and actually do some magic tricks, because Halloween, magic, sort of like a combination. So everybody have a safe and happy Halloween. National Magic Day. Try to do a magic trick for the kids or something. I don't know. Make it a double whammy. I don't know. So, yeah, that's a weird national day. I did not know there was a National Magic Day. So, you learn something new every day from me. You turn into a shoe.
Nah, not really.
Yeah.
Not really. The only thing that I can say about that is about how you said you were a shoe. Is that at least I don't stink like the Cowboys right now, okay?
Hold up. We'll get to that in a minute.
But right now, here's J-Dub's quote of the week.
Quote of the week? My quote of the week is, no walking, start running. That's my quote of the week. Well, hold on. You want me to talk about state right now? Should I? Because it's kind of related to the quote of the week. All right. So, Lawson, just remember that quote, and I'll explain it.
And here is the weather.
While he's turning up the weather, I'll have some important news about NASCAR coming up here in a few minutes. And I may actually have a huge rant to bring on from a guy who is going to the championship four by aggressively trying to knock somebody out of the way, which I don't really like. That's not classic NASCAR. You're supposed to race side-by-side clean, and I'm going to talk about this guy later on.
All right, here is the weather brought to you by the National Weather Service and J-Dubs in the Morning. Right now, it is 54 degrees. The high today is supposed to be at 57. Tonight, 100% chance of rain, low of 46. Tomorrow, high of 53. Tomorrow night, low of 41. Friday, happy Friday. Not really. because it's going to rain, a 30% chance, high of 55. Friday night, 20% chance of rain, low of 38. Saturday, we can praise the fall gods, high of 60. Saturday night, low of 74, and Sunday, high of 61. And the weather is brought to you by J-Dubs in the Morning and the National Weather Service. How many people are watching on Instagram? On my Instagram?
One.
Who is
it? One person.
What? Gosnell. Hi, Nick.
Hey, Nick.
And so that is the surprise. The second surprise will come after sports. Alrighty. I'm going to let this guy who's wearing a TJ Oshie jersey, which you should probably get rid of by now, talk about the St. Louis Blues.
Okay, the St. Louis Blues right now, they just had a huge win against Chicago.
7-4.
Okay, Chicago. So how I feel about that is we are playing good. But think about Jake Allen now. He got injured the other night, which I'm kind of happy about. Because now we can give Chad Johnson a chance. Austin, how do you feel about Allen getting injured?
Well, he looked like he was completely knocked out in that moment. So luckily we'll have a good backup to probably get his shot at goalie. So hopefully we can at least maybe get a shutout for once. Can we at least? I don't know. That's the problem.
Yeah, I think we could, but it's going to be hard because we're putting – well, any of our backup goalies are better than Jake Allen. And let's not forget, Jordan Kyrou goes down to the San Antonio Rampage. What are you thinking, Doug Armstrong? We need him up here. He hasn't got much of a chance because Mike Yeo's been preferring his veterans over the young guys. Yeah, he didn't have much of a chance. I think he deserves a chance up here. Send down Jay Bomeister, would you? Because he needs to be gone. Or, the second option, fire Mike Yeo. Those are your two options. I'm hoping number one, because I still think Mike Yeo still has some coaching left in him. Jay Bomeister, sorry. You get out the door. You have one foot out the door already. Anyway, what's going on in NASCAR?
I hinted at a rant and an announcement. So if you get, if, well, you guys can't see me, but today I'm wearing my special announcement shirt. We finally have a sponsor. Hallelujah. Ally Financial will sponsor the 48 car for 2019 and 2020 for every 38 of all the races for next year. And the car's not going to be blue. It's going to be purple, but I'm okay with that. It's going to take me some time to start saying the number 48 Ally Financial Chevrolet instead of the number 48 Lowe's Chevrolet. But the rant, Joey Logano winds up winning at Martinsville, destroying Truex's back bumper and wrecking him. But Truex said, and I quote, after the race, he may have won the battle, but he ain't going to win the war. So he said, and he also said, you think he's going to win the championship? No, I'm going to win it. So that also means we may have a little bit of a rivalry going on here. My prediction for Texas, for the AAA Texas 500, is not going to be Kevin Harvick or the Big Three. It's going to be Chase Elliott clinching his spot into the championship four since he won on the last mile and a half that we went to. Oh, yeah. And IndyCar, we received news on an update for Robert Wickens, the guy who was injured in that horrible crash at Pocono. Unfortunately, we have feared the worst. He is actually paralyzed from the waist down from the accident. So a lot of people are speculating whether or not he will even be able to race again. So he's saying maybe he might be able to. So I'll keep you updated on that. And that's all I have to for now.
I see the assistant coach of Liberty's cross country team has donuts. Can we have some donuts?
No.
What? We do the show in your room every day, and we can't get donuts.
You know what? Maybe our very last show, I'll bring donuts for you guys.
Ooh.
But that seems like a long time away, though. I want a donut now.
I'll quit you complaining.
So, you want me to tell you guys why I got donuts?
Yep, because what did Cross Country do this weekend?
We did something that is absolutely amazing. We made it to state. Only the second team at Liberty to ever go to state. The first time, our first team being the 2015 cross country team. in class two, but now we're in class four. So I had a race on Saturday in Jeff City. We had Allie Krueger. She led the way with a sectional first place. Pretty impressive. She is a freshman. She won by 11 seconds. And then rounding out our top five was freshman Adrian Rocket, sophomore Hannah Rossman, senior Lanny Guffey, freshman Megan Venturilla. That was our top five. So then they all crossed the finish line. And top four from sectional go to state. So scores are coming up. All of a sudden, us and Timberland are tied at 107. So what happens? It's a tiebreaker. You go to the sixth runner. And our sixth runner was Abby Woods, who beat Timberland's sixth runner by six places. So it was pretty dramatic how it all went down. So we ended up taking that last spot, and now we're at state on Saturday in Jeff City. We race at 9 a.m. For team goals, we're just kind of going to see what happens. Allie Krueger, we'll see if she, to be a freshman in Wynn State would be pretty remarkable. She's capable, so we'll see how she does.
What's your quote? Why you said that?
Run and don't walk, because in cross-country races, it's super easy to just walk and give up some places. If we had any girls who walked, like we would, if we would have just one girl would have beat us at the finish line, we would have finished with 108 points, and then we wouldn't have gone to state. I also say that because it is now basketball season, and we are in conditioning season, and we are not allowed to walk. So we need to get the girls in shape. So run, don't walk. That is my quote.
I actually thought that Timberland and us are going to state. Yeah, I didn't find out until a person told me, and I saw your comment on Twitter about cross country.
I mean, to give Timberland credit, us and Timberland were neck and neck. They beat us by 1 point at conference, and then we beat them by 1 point in another race. So I mean, like, honestly, we were dead even. They still have two or three girls running at state. They had a girl who finished the sectional race third overall. So you gotta give props to Timberland. They are a pretty strong team.
Yeah, they are. World Series, Red Sox won. Whoop-de-woo. And we got some announcements.
To talk back to the World Series, what was it, game four or three that went into 18 innings? That was an insane game three. Yeah, game three. And that was an insane one. 18 innings, the Dodgers got their only win based off Max Muncy's home run. That was a crazy one. I went to sleep by the ninth inning, so I didn't know till the next morning. So I don't know. Now we have the free agency going on. Wainwright's still back with the Cardinals now. So everybody's going to be wondering, where does Bryce Harper and the Manny Machado go next?
You never know, but the Blues need to pick up something, even though we did win against Chicago 7-3, which is going to be nice. So that is nice. We beat Chicago. I'm totally happy about beating Chicago. Yeah, he won't give us a donut.
You didn't make it to state.
Hey.
Oh, and by the way, we haven't talked about football yet. Lawson, how do you feel about the Rams still 8-0 in the series?
Well, I'm okay with that. I kind of predicted them to, but we did pick up Amari Cooper in a trade for a first-round pick, which I thought was a little much. So I hope on Monday night when his debut, we kick the crap out of the Titans. Let's go, boys.
What do you want to talk about, Drew?
Lawson, even though you're a Cowboys fan, they're never going to win another championship ever again.
We're 4-3.
Yeah, which is bad. In my opinion.
We're tied for the division lead.
And my second surprise, are you ready?
Go ahead.
Drum roll, please.
We can't do it.
I am announcing the final two shows right here, right now.
Are you kidding me? It's October.
Yes, because I'm going to explain why right here. Penultimate show is going to be the final show, final one of like doing the outline. The other one, the final show of the year, is best of the best of J-Dubs in the morning. So like compiling like from the What's Up Liberty podcast to the penultimate one, and just do the best of the best.
And then what happens with me and you?
We say our goodbyes and we officially hand it over.
So when are we talking? I'm getting a little choked up here.
Last show in April and the first show in May. This has been J-Dubs in the morning. I'm Caleb.
J-Dub.
Awesome.
And Drew.
And there's fire in my tires. Have a great day, everybody.